You started with very little knowledge. And much like motherhood, the same is true in the online world. You can absolutely learn the skills you need to know to work as a virtual assistant, a service provider, a digital marketing specialist. You can learn from nothing without that degree, without that special certification, without years of experience. Hey everyone, I'm Emily Reagan, and you've discovered Unicorns Unite. This is a podcast for freelancers, service providers, virtual assistants, and curious listeners who would like to experience the freedom and flexibility of working virtually. We're the magic makers, movers and shakers, and the real people doing the work behind the scenes of online businesses. Welcome to Unicorns Unite. Hey, it's Emily. I'm so excited you're here for this podcast today. If you've been here before, you know how passionate I am about helping people work online and build their own service-based businesses that give them the time freedom and financial freedom they crave. I love teaching smart women what they need to know to jump into digital marketing and pick up client work from the comfort of their own home. There are so many online digital marketing jobs out there right now, so many business owners who need help. When I booked out with my clients, I couldn't leave my small business owners hanging, so I started introducing them to my friends who could help them do the work, utilizing my brain and my experience, and start doing the client work. In the last few episodes of this podcast, I've been doing a summer series of freelancer interviews with all kinds of service-based entrepreneurs. They've been sharing their inspiring startup stories, teaching us how they do the work, and giving us ideas on where to take our own businesses. It also gave me a little mommy break over the summer, so that was fun. But now my kids are back in school, and I'm ready to get down to business with the podcast. So this episode is kind of like my welcome back. Hooray, the kids are back in person at school. So let's rock and roll. Thank you for joining me today. Today, I want to specifically talk to all you moms, but the info I'm sharing about working online with a service business applies to anyone, whether you're a mom or not. I can just speak to moms because of my own situation. I have four children, but many of you are juggling other things in your life and have this ability to do what moms do, and you'll be absolutely able to relate and learn from this episode and pick up what I'm putting down. You may remember, maybe you don't, I started my freelance business when my son was born 12 years ago, and I've been working behind the scenes for online business owners ever since. I learned a ton working in the back end of all these clients' businesses. I've done a ton of different tasks for all of these clients, and they're all in different industries. So it's been really fun, eye-opening, and I've just learned so much across this whole decade. I started with just one main thing, Pinterest, for one client. I kind of fell into it, and I've built my business from there. And I initially fit this side hustle into what I call the cracks of time, AKA these slivers of alone time that I found during the mornings, nap time, evenings, just like whenever the kids were playing nicely. When I started my side hustle, I had little kids and babies around. And I'm also married to a military active duty service member who I can't count on to be home between deployments, assignments, TDYs, trainings. I just can't count on him. It's like, I'm the default parent. That's just the way things are. For several years, these cracks of time were all I had to do my client work because you know how it is with kids. You're feeding them, cleaning up, entertaining them, breaking up fights, trying to do the laundry, keep the toys picked up, feed the cat. And I didn't have a nanny or regular daycare. I really wanted my kids to be home with me early on. And I also didn't really have extra money for all that stuff. Like I just didn't want that. And I didn't have the contacts or the reliable sitters to trust to do that. If I could go back in time, I might, you know, carve out a little bit more mom time, but we don't need to talk about my mom martyrdom. I wanted to be home with my kids, especially while they were young, before they started school, and that was important to me. And I didn't want them going off to daycare. But I will give you a little caveat. I did end up using daycare later by the time I had kid number 3 and 4. But I really wanted the freedom to go to the zoo one day or have a play date the next day. I've had preschool kids and toddlers with me for the past 10 years. And my youngest just started preschool this year. So I am finally growing out of it. Hence this episode. It might sound like being a mom made getting the housework done and building my business more difficult. And sure, in some ways it did. I mean, I couldn't count on the dedicated work time. I never knew what would come up in my schedule, who would get sick, who wouldn't take the nap. I mean, the mythical 3-hour nap, like, come on, if I had had that every day, I would have gotten so much done. Couldn't really anticipate if they would have like nice, you know, play by themselves quiet time. You know what I mean? Where you can like squeeze in some things, some work tasks because you want to. Because I'd rather do work than housework. I'll be serious. I'll be honest with you. So in other ways, being a mom made me much more prepared to tackle this world of digital marketing. And I'll explain more here. It made me that much better at managing my clients, learning new tech, jumping in, and taking chances on me. Today's episode is a continuation of my conversation with you about mindset. I've talked a little bit about this. I'm not talking about visualizing energy or anything super woo-woo. There's a time and place for that. We're talking about just mom life here, the basics of mom life, moms who are amazing at what they do. And I just want to be real about that. I just see so many women struggling with this after taking baby breaks and, you know, doubting themselves and struggling with confidence. And I just want you to see the light here. So this is going to be Mindset Emily's way. I'm telling it to you straight, and I am challenging you to take action because I know you can. I've seen what you've done. I see how you care about your kids, how you show up for them. You're getting results with them, and I know you can do this type of online work as well. I've talked a lot about how my unicorns, my current students and my graduates of my course, my Digital Media VA Crash Course, they come from a wide variety of backgrounds. And not everyone's a mom. Not everyone is even female. I have a couple of dudes in the course too. I do have a lot of teachers, so many teachers, who've come to learn digital marketing skills either as a side hustle or as a way to leave the classroom and start a new chapter, maybe be home with their kids. Maybe not be working so much because I know how much you teachers work, especially after school hours. And I've talked a lot of times about how teachers make great VAs and digital marketing assistants. I have a couple episodes I'll list here in the show notes if you want to go back and listen about successful teachers who've done it. I've had teachers who become community managers, copywriters, podcast strategists. It's so cool what teachers are able to do and how they can transition into this online digital workforce. I also have a lot of women who have plenty of admin experience, or they came from HR in the corporate world and they wanted the flexibility of online work and they're ready to be their own boss and not be stuck in a cubicle asking for vacation days and extra lunch minutes. And they make terrific admin VAs, project managers, online business managers, and these women know how to organize, stay on task, manage schedules, personalities, deadlines, contractors, and they can keep the business owner focused. That is a skill set in of itself. Not everybody is organized like that. Not everyone can break down projects and get to the finish line. Then there's this other subgroup of women who I've seen a lot of success with. They naturally have what it takes to succeed in the online business world. Even though they don't have prior experience, even though they don't have some fancy degree, these women show the world every day in their normal life what it looks like to get things done. And I'm talking about moms. Don't be surprised. Think about it. When you first became a mom, when the nurses handed you your first little baby and sent you home from the hospital, did you know what you were doing? I mean, seriously, did you? Some of you might be coming with an advantage. Maybe you grew up as like babysitter to the neighborhood in your family. But a lot of us didn't. We didn't know, especially what it was like to be the one in charge 24/7 for an infant. I know I didn't. I was one of my first friends to have a baby, and I hadn't been around a newborn, really, not that much. And when I had babysat, it was usually older children or like toddlers. I really hadn't been around a newborn much. I remember the nurse asking me to change his first awful diaper, and you know what I'm talking about, and I said I didn't know how. I was in the hospital room. I was like, I don't know how to change that diaper. And it was an equal mix of me playing dumb because I didn't want to do it. I knew I'd have years of changing diapers. I was in no rush to change that first awful black diaper. But there was a huge part of that mix that was just plain old fear. Like, what if I hurt him? What if she's like watching me and I'm doing it wrong? I don't know what to do with the boy parts. He was just so tiny. I remember my doctor friend changing his clothes because she was actually there for his birth. And she was like changing his clothes. And it's like you could tell she had had tons of experience doing this with babies. She'd probably done a residence in it. And she was like just whipping the clothes on him over his head. And then when I would do it, I was like delicately like putting it over his head, ever so careful. There was a very large part of me that couldn't believe the doctors and nurses thought I would be a good mother and then I would know what to do with a 6-pound, 11-ounce little tiny human. It was terrifying driving home that day from the hospital. Like, what just happened? But, you know, when you're faced with this responsibility and you had 9 months to prepare for it, and you know you're going to love this little baby more than anything, and it's just so weird that he's going to be 100% dependent on you, what do you do? You figure it out. As a mother, you figure it out. And it's not easy. It's a little bit messy. You're learning. The baby's learning. But you figure it out. There's the whole no sleep thing. For me, I felt like I'd been hit by a train. I'd never gone without that much sleep before. It was just brutal. Kid number 2, 3, and 4, much easier because by then I was used to it. There's all the, why is he crying? What does he want now? Like he's fed, he's showered, he's got a clean diaper. What does he want? What's that smell? Is this normal? What is that stuff? Is the belly button supposed to look like that? Is the boy part supposed to look like that? I had so many firsts, so much questioning of myself. And after a while, I got the hang of it and things came natural to me. And then one day I just realized, like, I can trust myself. I've got this. There will always be new stages, new doubts, new fears, new rashes that you've never seen. But as a mother, you just know you can handle it. And then it's another stage and another stage, right? It doesn't ever end. You're constantly adapting. Motherhood is so dynamic. You're just faced with new challenges every day. So what does being a new mom have to do with working as a digital marketer? It's more than you think. Because remember how you knew nothing about pregnancy, labor, sleep training, what foods to feed your baby at first? You started with very little knowledge. And much like motherhood, the same is true in the online world. You can absolutely learn the skills you need to know to work as a virtual assistant, a service provider, a digital marketing specialist. You can learn from nothing without that degree, without that special certification, without years of experience. I created my Digital Media VA Crash Course to help women start from scratch and even help women who already had a corporate marketing background get familiar with the online ways, strategies, and tactics. I teach my students all they need to know about getting started with this one signature course. It's a doozy. It fills in the gaps. It teaches you what you don't know because you don't know what you don't know. But just like books can't truly prepare you for what it's actually like to have a baby, because I don't know about you, I read all of the books, all of the books. I even read books about what cribs to buy, where to find cribs. Oh my gosh, it was crazy how much reading I did. No course can totally prepare you for what it's like to work online and actually do the client work, whether you're a VA or a digital marketer. You have to jump in and figure it out because you will figure it out. Just like motherhood, you will. And one day you'll realize you're working your way through a list of tasks like a pro. It's become natural. You're even coaching your clients on what to do next. And you have dream clients and you're building wealth. That bank account is getting fat and happy. It's up to you to take these motherhood figure it out skills that you use in your everyday mom life and use them to wow business owners. 76% of business owners are solopreneurs. It's one person, and they're looking for a teammate who can help them get stuff done, who is willing to learn and figure it out, encapsulate that growth mindset. Digital marketing can be learned. That attitude, the problem-solving ability, the critical thinking, the creative thinking, the implementation, that either comes natural to you or it doesn't. And I guarantee if you are a mother, you are also empathetic and you like to help people on top of that. So add in all of those skills together and you will truly wow your clients. Here's another reason moms make great virtual assistants and service pros. Because you are a natural problem solver. Think about it. Think about all the problems you solve day in and day out, big and small, all day long. You are able to pivot. moms can find alternate creative solutions. The early years of motherhood, especially, because you're filled with little tantruming toddlers and you have so many problems to solve, like a kid who won't eat anything, a kid who randomly starts hitting or biting other kids, a kid who's not interested in potty training or doing whatever you tell them in general. I've had those moments where the kid refuses to get buckled. What are you going to do? You're going to think on your feet and you're going to figure it out and you're going to come up with a way to get them to do what you want, what they need to do, so they survive and live. It's ingrained in us as mothers. We can problem solve. And it only gets worse as they get older, right? The problems get a little bit more complex. You add in the emotions, the hormones. You add in the outside society pressures. The difference is you care and you will go to the ends to solve the problem for your child. If you have a child who is having trouble learning to read, trouble making friends, zero interest in personal hygiene, you will figure it out. Moms don't panic. They don't give up. They get creative. They try something. If that doesn't work, they regroup and they try something else. Moms think outside the box and will do it as many times as it takes. We have a drive to take care of our kids, and we can do the same with our clients. Okay, let's just take a moment here. It's impossible to get referrals without putting yourself out there all the time. It's really difficult to have a community when you're doing the work by yourself. It's also hard to stay up to date when you're just one person, and digital marketing trends, platforms, technology, and strategies change all of the time. And it's no fun having to do lead generation for your business when you'd rather be doing billable hours. So I have a solution for you. Come join my digital marketing workgroup. It's a tight community of freelancers, virtual assistants, digital marketing specialists who are all up-leveling in their skills, getting advanced trainings, applying for my job ops, and becoming digital marketing specialists and managers and strategists. This is an online referral community for both skilled and up-and-coming digital marketing service pros and virtual assistants. We've shared over 800 jobs with our community. We'd love to have you too. If you need client work, if you need a squad behind you, if you need help raising your prices, promoting yourself to the next level, this is the place to be. You can apply for the workgroup with the link in the show notes. We'd love to have you. Back to the show. The online business world is filled with opportunities for you to learn new skills, learn new tech, learn new platforms, learn the latest strategies, learn entirely new ways of doing business. Test things, see what's not working, try something new. It's filled with opportunities for you to identify problems, come up with a plan, think on your feet, solve those problems. And if the first solution doesn't work, you get back there and try something else. You can't take it personal. When your kid decides he doesn't want to eat vegetables, that's not because of you. You don't take that personal. You don't cry and pout. You don't just give up feeding your kids vegetables for the rest of his life. You get out there and you try it again and again. You do this every day in mother world. You just haven't seen it yet, or maybe you didn't give yourself credit. And on top of this, the other big thing moms are doing that we don't get enough credit for is the multitasking. How many of you are thinking about the laundry, the dishwasher? And I hate to just make this about household chores because we have other things going on, paying the bills, the extracurricular activities, girls' night, reading that book. Sometimes we're the cookie mom, the snack mom, we're coaching soccer. We have a lot going on in the background at all times. We know how to prioritize. We know how to get shiz done. Okay, I want to talk about something some moms are not bringing to the table. Confidence. If you've been out of the workforce for a few years, maybe you've had a baby break, it can be really scary to try to get back in. You worry your skill set is out of date because things change and they change fast. You know that tech has changed. Social media is changing every day. The world has changed since you worked in an office. Fashion has changed. Just kidding. But I get it. As a military spouse, even before I had kids, I was always moving around and I never had a job for more than 18 months because I would find a job and then we would move. And once I had kids and moved around, I realized like working that corporate job as a default parent just wasn't going to work for my lifestyle. And I'm very privileged to be able to have been a stay-at-home mom. It was amazing. But there was still a certain part of me who needed my own thing. I've always had the entrepreneurial spirit. I've always had a hobby that I would turn into a business. I've had Etsy shops. I've sewed. I've done t-shirts. I've done an MLM. I always needed a little something behind the scenes to do, even when I was at my max capacity with toddlers and by myself. And I talk to a lot of moms who want to do something and they're just not sure what they want to do or how to go about doing it. They want a little piece of the pie for themselves. Some people just want to make a little extra money. They want some fun money, some mad money, some college money, some vacation money. They want get my hair done, get a massage money. Some people need a plan B. They need a plan B to support their family on their own. And that's real, guys. Some people need to brush up their skills and get ready to go back to the corporate world. They're just not ready to do that yet. I meet a lot of moms who are ready to jump back in once their kids start going to school. They want the dream job from 9 to 2 with Fridays off. They want to be able to lunch with a friend, go to Pilates, but still have meaningful work that pays well with the flexibility of school hours. I also have students and peers who are empty nesters who haven't been in the workforce for a number of years. They're ready to get back into it. Or we have the corporate woman who doesn't want to go back to the 9 to 5. Been there, done that. It was too hard. All of these women are 100% sure they don't want to sell tote bags or leggings or makeup or bakeware to their neighbors. They want meaningful work. They want to use their brain. They want to be challenged. They want to make an impact. They want to work with people. They want to help people. But they don't necessarily want to start their own business and, quote, be insta-famous and have to do all of that. They're the entrepreneur type. They want to work behind the scenes. They want to not have all of the responsibility of a business on their shoulders, but they want to support people. They want to support a business owner, build their dream business. If any of this sounds like you, you are absolutely in the right place because working online in digital marketing, offering a service related to digital marketing could be the perfect fit for you. When you work online as a VA or a digital marketing service provider, you get to make your own schedule. You can decide when you work and how much you work and when you take vacation. You have to communicate this, to your clients. But you ultimately set your schedule and you set your project due dates and deadlines so you have time for stuff to happen, for kids to get sick, for vacations. You can choose what kind of work you do. As you gain experience and clarity, you choose the services, the task, what you do, what you don't do, and who you do it for. And that can come as niche down as choosing the type of client, the type of industry. It could be something fun. It could be something creative, like my furniture painting clients that I have aligned with over the years and am well known in that world. Or maybe it's something related to what you used to do. Maybe you come from the medical world and you want to help an online business owner who's a doctor or a therapist and has an online business. And you can translate your past work experience and education into a field you care about and you already know about. Either way, you're in charge. If you're wondering what kind of online work you can do, I have a bunch of free resources to help you decide. I'll link to everything in the show notes. I have a personality quiz that will tell you what kind of online work might be best for you. I have a resource with the 10 tasks I did early on in my business, the digital marketing tasks that you could start offering these services and get your business going. And if you want some more job ideas, like there's so much you could be doing. And it's more than being a VA, you guys. This is digital marketing implementation. Everything from social media to helping business owners with membership sites and courses and YouTube and search engine optimization. You could help with podcasts and affiliate marketing and email marketing and launch support. Oh my gosh, you could help with webinars and even help doing the admin stuff behind the business can help complement. And then there's Pinterest, where I got started, where I booked out. There's such a demand, and there's so many clients who need Pinterest because they want to farm the entire thing out and they don't want to be involved at all. Do you have to know how to do it all or learn how to do it all? No, but you do need a broad, big picture scope of what online business owners are trying to accomplish, a high-level picture of the strategies, and be able to have the skills to help your clients implement those strategies. And I teach you everything inside my crash course. I teach you all about the aspects of being a digital media VA, digital marketing specialist, whatever you want to call it, But when you're just getting started, I really recommend you just choose one thing, you get comfortable with that one thing, and you build your services out from there by learning, by bringing your motherhood abilities to the table, your ability to figure things out on the fly. If your client comes to you and they're like, hey, I need help scheduling to Instagram, you've never done Instagram, you have two choices. You can figure it out and add that service, or you can say no if it's something you really don't want to. Just think about the areas you have experience. Maybe you're playing on there for fun right now. Maybe you already have knowledge. Maybe it's just an interest, and go with that. There's so much work with Instagram. I was just talking about Instagram because clients are now having to add reels and all these stories. Like if you're doing that for your personal account, you could do that for clients because they are in the weeds and they need your help. If you're the person who is running a Facebook group for your school, Girl Scouts, your soccer team, the neighborhood, do you like keeping everyone in the loop? You might make a really good Facebook community manager. By the way, I have a training just for that. I'll put it in the show notes. You can check it out. That's a great entryway for you. Maybe you love websites. You've always had an interest. You like tech. You're not scared of computers. You could really use that to help business owners build some automations in their business. And oh my God, that is in such demand right now. What I'm telling you in this episode right here is you already have what you need for online business success. Your ability to adapt and thrive as a mother will pay off in this space. And what I love most about doing this work is that I get to make my business what I want it to be. It has evolved over the 10 years. It's not stagnant. It's full of variety and I am not bored. And it pays well. Here's one thing I want you to know. You've probably heard this statistic before, that men apply for a job when they meet only 60% of the qualifications. And women apply only if they meet 100% of them. That doesn't mean women are necessarily not competent, but they feel like they have to check off each item on the list. And they're not applying for those jobs because they believe they needed qualifications. And I'm telling you, you don't need qualifications, ladies, moms. You have the work ethic, you have the growth mindset, you have the ability to solve the problem, take care of it for your business owner, then you can go for that thing. You can apply for that job if you don't meet all of the quote qualifications, because ultimately you can learn digital marketing. Business owners are looking for the top-notch candidate who's going to be loyal, who's going to be committed to their team and help them figure stuff out. Being able to figure it out and solve problems for business owners makes any VA incredibly valuable. You become an asset to the team because business owners are the visionaries. They're the ones thinking up ideas, imagining possibilities. They have all the creative ideas. They have a problem executing and staying focused. And there are not enough people around to implement the work and keep them on track. Another statistic I want to share with you, especially if you're hesitant about trying to do this online work, thinking you need certain qualifications and you're not really sure. The creative visionaries outnumber the entrepreneur, the organized project manager type 4-1. So if you are that organized type who can work behind the scenes of a business, you have 4 business owners looking to hire you. You are outnumbered and you are in demand. They need you. They need your willingness to dig in, figure it out, manage it, stay focused, face the problem with determination and creativity. They need your support. There's way too many people with ideas and not enough people to help them make that happen. That's why this online space is booming. This is why moms make the best fit. We already do that stuff for our families, for ourselves. Honestly, sometimes business owners need to be managed, their schedules, their deadlines, their projects. They also need to be encouraged and cheered on. Being a visionary means they're taking risks. They're dealing with successes and failures. I tell my students all the time, quite often you're a therapist. Sometimes they need a gentle kick in the butt to get things done. Sometimes they do need some tough love. You can step up and be the mom boss of them. And they need someone to hold them accountable and see that they are showing up consistently on their social media and their emails with their clients. They need that mom, that entrepreneur to do that. And you'll find that kids and business owners actually have a lot in common. I mean, your clients need that encouragement like a little kid does to go try something new, to make new friends. Like they're relying on their mother to get creative and help them work out their problems. And that's what you sometimes are doing in the back end of a business. your creative client is kind of like the little kid. So hear this, all you moms, loud and clear. The future is yours. If you want change, you go get it. You already have the ability to take action. Just because the term digital marketing is a little bit scary, if you don't have a marketing degree, don't let that turn you off, because business owners need the implementation help. They need the entrepreneur to help them and guide them. A freelance business is totally possible for you. You have to go get it though. And remember, I'm cheering you on. I believe in you. I've seen lots of moms have success. Lots of moms have that same drive that you do, where they want something else. They don't want to just be freezer baking and scrubbing toilets. Like, they want their own thing, even if it's just a few hours a week, so they can keep things in balance. It's better to start now. I had that fear with my daughter because I found out I was pregnant when my business really started to take off, and I questioned it. Maybe I'll just wait till she's in kindergarten. But I would have lost 4 years of helping other women, making an impact with my clients, of learning and getting there. I could have left that on the table. And instead, I did my balance. I did utilize daycare once she turned one, was able to work on my business more fiercely. But you know what? For the 8 years before that, I didn't do that. I used the cracks of time and I got stuff done, and I had enough hours to make me happy, to have the balance, and to start earning extra money. I started, even though it wasn't full time. And what I know now is, thank God I did. Because now I have the ability to go out and get hired full time if I wanted to, if I needed to. My husband's retiring. I don't know what's going to happen. Like, I've dusted off my skill set. I'm 100% hireable. And I'm not talking about the 30K salary job. I'm talking about the corporate job. There's a lot of power that comes with that. So just cheering you on. If you're still with me, thank you for listening to this episode. I'd absolutely love to hear from you, what you thought, what your takeaways are. If you're feeling encouraged, I'd love a DM. I'd love a tag on Instagram. I'd just love to hear from you. And even more so, if you can subscribe and leave me a review, that really helps me out. Next week on the podcast, we are talking about niching down, using your strengths, and figuring out what you should do with your business. Because like I gave you in this episode, there are so many options. But you can always join me for my weekly Facebook Live interviews inside my free group. Link is in the show notes. Every week I bring in a guest or two, or it's me talking and sharing what I've learned in this journey and helping you move forward. And I love it because then you can ask questions and it's just more fun and engaging that way than a podcast. But I get it. There's a time and place for podcasts. So I appreciate you being here. Please check out the show notes for all of the links I mentioned, and I will see you next week. Have a good one, mama. If you want to start earning income as a digital marketing service provider or digital marketing assistant, you only need your laptop. You can tap into what online business owners really need help with by downloading my top 10 most requested tasks. These are the services I did for years for my clients behind the scenes. You can take this download and apply it to your own business and start by offering these very same services. If you want to niche down in digital marketing, this is your guide. Just use the link in the show notes or go to emilyreaganpr.com/services. Did I say that right? You have a kid. I just lost my master list. Dang it. I just had it up. Oh, here it is.